You know, really, I was just trying to, you know, prepare and try to stay ready every week. You know, I think that's the thing about this league. You never know when your number's going to get called. So try to stay ready. And I think, you know, like I said earlier, Jacoby, I think he did all he could. I think he, you know, battled his butt off and was a great leader. So I think kind of the biggest thing is, you know, it's a winning league. And we're sitting here at 1-4. And I think, you know, these guys around here want to win.
I like that answer yesterday from Drake May. Got a good pop in studio as we were listening to that in real time.
Hey, listen, Jacoby did all he could. You guys have seen him play. He got the most out of it.
That was the most he could do.
It's a winning league, though.
Yeah.
We're 1-4.
Guys want to win, yep. So they don't want Jacoby anymore. He was trying his little heart out there.
No, no, no.
Most he could, but, you know, nice little try. I patted him on the butt. I said, go back over there, hold the clipboard there.
Thanks, Jacoby.
Pop your hat on backwards. We're going to go try to win some games in the NFL.
We got
to
do better than 2 passing touchdowns in 5 weeks.
Good job, good effort. So that was Drake May yesterday.
I like it.
In a relatively benign Q&A. With the media, it's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Alex Van Pelt is going to talk about 10 minutes from now, so we'll keep an eye on what he has to say. We'll also get to news in the AFC East. Aaron Rodgers, not very happy.
No.
With questions about whether or not he got Robert Saleh fired.
I resent that.
There's news on the Jets play caller in New York. Where do the Patriots fit into the AFC East landscape? They might not be that far away from the top based on some of the happenings in the division. I'm not talking about this year necessarily, but in the near term. So we can get to that with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Drake May will be one of 5 rookie starting quarterbacks this weekend.
Woo! How about that? 5 out of 32.
Jaden Daniels is right now through 5 weeks running away with Rookie of the Year.
Correct.
He's in the MVP conversation.
Yes.
Caleb Williams righted the ship last week. It was Carolina, but righted the ship last week. He's 3-2. Bo Picks, 3-2.
Bo Leave.
Broncos all of a sudden winning on defense,
and
he's not killing them.
No, he looks great.
Another rookie who's 3-2.
Yep.
Patriots are starting Drake May, as you know.
Woo!
And then Keith.
Under the radar.
The injury to Derek Carr.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, we're going to get who?
Spencer Rattler.
The Rattler.
The Rattler's coming in. One of the weird college careers. Out of all those guys, he had the strangest college career.
Oh, he was like a mega recruit.
He was supposed to be a stud. Caleb Williams actually took over for him and dominated. Then he left. He transferred. Then he ended up at South Carolina for like a bunch of years. And then remember, who was the guy during the draft process? It was some old scout. And he was like, the best quarterback in this class is Spencer Rattler. And we were like, wait, what?
Oh.
He loved him.
Was it the guy from Dallas? What's his name? Maybe. Gil Brandt? No, Gil Brandt is no longer with us.
Yeah. It was his scouting report from the sky. No, I don't know who it was. But he loved Rattler. And you're like, okay, that's odd.
Stop watching the sky.
And then, so he was not a part of that first round class that had, 6 quarterbacks go. But he's an intriguing player, and he looked pretty good in preseason. And so Derek Carr gets hurt. He's out for who knows how long. They went with Jake Haener in the game last week, but now with a week to prepare, they're going with Rattler. So anyway, 5 starting quarterbacks.
It might have been Merrill Hodge that really liked it.
Ooh, the factor back? Was it that's what they used to call him?
That was called Merrill Hodge?
May. I know he liked.
Oh, Merrill Hodge hated Drake May. That's
true. I think he liked Spencer Rattler.
Okay. Spencer Rattler was the factor back. Merrill Hodge was the factor back. And then he would have Windsor Knot, the size of a football.
Oh, when he was on TV?
He would tie around and around and around and around it goes.
For sure.
Like, how long is that tie? How the hell?
It definitely wasn't Gil Brandt. He passed away in August of 2023, so it was not Gil Brandt.
Sadly, it was not. But so Spencer Rattler, he was a 5th-round pick. He's going to get some run here for the Saints. So J.J. McCarthy's out for the season. He might have started this year for Minnesota. And then you have Penix, who's backing up Kirk Cousins. Cousins lit it up last week, so he's probably for sure on ice.
Oh, I was going to say, after like 2 weeks, I'm like, keep an eye on Michael Penix. But yeah, no, Cousins has played pretty
well.
But
so there's a chance
the last 2 weeks
that starting next year, you could have 7 guys from this class.
So look, I think it's a great quarterback class.
Same.
Independent of Spencer Rattler. I just think it's interesting that another rookie will be starting this weekend. Let's see. Who looks better? I mean, it better be Drake May against Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Rattler has way more weapons. He's got Olave and he's got Alvin Kamara. Like, he has way more weapons, I would hope to God.
Clint Kubiak dialing it up.
Well, for 2 weeks. And so I would hope to God that Drake May at least outperforms him. That's your floor for a comp. But who has the highest ceiling in this class? We've now seen 3 of the quarterbacks for 5 weeks. We're about to see Drake May for the first time. Maybe Rattler's somewhere on your list. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Who has the highest ceiling for these 5 quarterbacks?
I still think it's Caleb Williams. I like Caleb Williams the most coming out of the draft. I know there's some red flags, but it was all more like personality, how he handled the media. People didn't like some of the things that he said, but on the field, I didn't have a lot of questions about him. I thought he was fantastic. Like his year at Oklahoma, then his 2 years at Southern Cal, I thought the guy was awesome. And he's in a good spot, and I think there's going to be some growing pains, and we saw it against this very Houston, Texas team back in week two. But I still think he's going to be the best. This is a weird year because most years, and it's easy to say you don't like any of the quarterbacks because statistics would say most of them aren't going to pan out. So there's a lot of years where I'm like, I don't like any of them. Like, I didn't really like Bryce Young. I didn't really like – I like the thought of Anthony Richardson, but I wasn't like, you can't bet on that guy to be good. Whereas this class
– I liked Anthony Richardson, yeah.
Did you like this class, though? Like, I kind of like all the guys.
No,
and they're all in pretty good spots, too. Like, Bo Nix, much as I love him
– I didn't like Nix, and I was more down on Williams than most. But
I think
Nix
is in the right place. Like, if Nix went somewhere else without Sean Payton, without a really good defense, I would have been like, you know. But he's in a good spot. I think he is going to succeed. The top two guys – I think I've already shown. Jaden Daniels has already surpassed probably what people thought he was going to do.
Well, so you still think it's Williams over Daniels?
I do.
And you think it's Daniels and Williams over May? Like, where does May come in on that?
Yeah, because to me, Daniels and May were super close as far as, like, which guy I would rather have. And I just think right now, based on where they are and who's around him, I think Jaden Daniels just has a much better chance. I think the Cliff Kingsbury versus Alex Van Pelt, easily breaks the tie for me. And I think in the early going, doesn't mean they're both going to be married to that guy forever, but I think you saw, for example, Josh Allen, him having Brian Daboll kind of unlock him, and then Brian Daboll leaves, and he's still really good, but he kind of figured it out. So even if Cliff Kingsbury leaves in a couple of years, I think Jaden Daniels will have learned enough, and he'll be a great quarterback without him. Whereas Drake May, he might have to overcome his offensive coordinator rather than the other way around.
Yeah, I think you have to have Daniels at the top of the list right now, or certainly above Drake May anyway. You still have Williams number one. I would have Daniels just because he's done it.
Yep.
It's early, but he's done it. I think it's another reason you look back and say Drake May should have played from week one.
Oh, yeah. Because I would love to have seen it.
Having five games under your belt can look a lot different. We just don't know with Drake May. So I would put Daniels there by default. I did prefer May to Caleb Williams, not just on pure talent, but I preferred May to Caleb Williams because of some of the off-field stuff that's followed him around. And, you know, whether it's his family, whether it's his teammates, whether it's not winning enough at USC.
Yeah.
Like, there's all these intangibles with Caleb Williams I don't love, where I think Drake May checks some of those boxes.
He didn't win, though.
Drake May did not win.
Yeah.
No, but he also wasn't expected to at North Carolina. I mean, he probably should have won more than he did.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe go somewhere else, Drake.
Caleb Williams was thought to be in the mix for like the number, like a national title team. You know,
yeah,
like,
no, they kind of fell apart.
A playoff team, you know, like at least in the mix in the Pac-12, and they really weren't.
I think Lincoln Riley might be more like a Cliff Kingsbury.
Fair.
But that's anyway.
So it was Grinch who gave up 50 points a game to every opposing offense.
Yeah.
Like, Caleb Williams was not the issue at USC.
I mean, in some of those games, he was. And so,
Oregon.
Those are what I didn't like about Caleb Williams. But right now, I have Jaden Daniels at the top of the list. And I still think in terms of ceiling, in terms of pure talent, I think May is way up there. So you guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. Already five rookies starting in this quarterback class. Maybe you get Penix. You're not going to get J.J. McCarthy this year. The early returns on this class have been good. We're going to see Drake May this weekend.